as we come together on this morning, thanking God for the many blessings that He has given us. As you see, the title of the lesson is Stop. Stop. There are many times where we may see this sign out and about as we're going along our way. And sometimes we ignore it. We keep going as though we did not see it. We were riding down the road yesterday and the light turned yellow. And Anita pointed up at it and she didn't say anything. She just pointed at the light. She noticed that I wasn't getting up off the gas. I was continuing to go. It wasn't red, it was yellow. In Texas, when it's yellow, you best be trying, in some cities anyway, you best be trying to stop, because if it turns red before you get under it, then that camera will flash and you will get a picture in the mail with a smart fine to go along with it. But we have to understand what stop means. There are many times when we look in the Word of God and we a lot of times pay attention when it is telling us to stop doing something that is wrong. And by all means, we need to stop doing those things. It was sort of hard this morning for me to be sitting in class. And generally when I'm not teaching, I don't say a lot when the next man is teaching. I listen to what everyone else is saying. And we were talking this morning about evangelism, personal evangelism. And there became a short discussion about stopping and not stopping talking to people about God's word. And you'll see just in a minute why it was hard for me to keep quiet at that time. But I want us to know that when we, again, hear in God's word something that we need to be doing, we or not to be doing, we need to listen to God's word. And that was the reason why I asked them to read 2 Timothy 3 and the verse is 16. There are times where we ignore God's word. We ignore what God has to say to us, where we need to be paying strict attention. In the book of John chapter 12 and the verse is 48. John chapter 12 and the verse is 48. John 12, 48. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day. What are we reading here? We're reading where we need to stop ignoring what God has to say. The one who ignores my word, the one who rejects me and does not receive my words, he says, has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day. Again, 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Not some of it, not most of it, not part of it, but all scripture. So if we need to stop doing something according to God's word, we need to stop doing it. If we need to start doing something, we need to start doing those things. For he's going to judge us according to his word. James chapter 1 and the verse is 22. James chapter 1 and the verse is 22. It's important that we realize what God's word says. And that we do those things. He says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. You know, we can hear what the word says, and a lot of times we just go along our merry way and ignore what it says. No, we need to hear it and we need to do it. We need to hear it and we need to do it. So the question that I want to ask is, are we willing to stop doing some things? Are we willing to pay attention to God's word? Well, there are some good things that God has told us to do in his word, but along with those good things, there is a time where God says, now stop. Now stop. Are we willing to do those things? A lot of times we will say, well, he said I can do these things, or I must do these things. Yes, you're absolutely right. But then there are those times where we must stop doing what God has told us to stop doing. When God speaks, do we listen? When God speaks, do we listen? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 tells us what, Brother Brian? Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. But what I have on here is stop praying. Stop praying. You know, we hear people say, pray for what you want. Pray for a direction. Pray for an understanding. Pray to lead his people in the right way, in the right direction, where they need to go and what they need to do. But there's a time where God has said, don't talk to me. You do what I told you to do. And that's what we need to understand when we look at his word. God, are you sure that's the direction you want me to go in? Is that not the direction I told you to go in? You know, we can question our parents. We can question our bosses. We can even question our spouses. And lo and behold to you that question your children. You give direction to your children. Your children do what you tell them to do. You don't question them. But God says in his word to Moses in Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 through 15. Exodus 14, verses 10 through 15. When Pharaoh drew near, the people of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them. And they feared greatly, and the people of Israel cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, is it because there are no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us in bringing us out of Egypt? Is not this what we said to you in Egypt? Leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians. For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, fear not, stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you. And you have only to be silent. Now think about what happened here. The children of Israel were crying out to the Lord, beseeching him for guidance or for protection. And here is his response. The Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. I want to hear it. Tell the people to go forward. You move when I tell you to move. Y'all know the old saying, when someone speaks to you or they're talking to you and they're over you, they say, when I tell you to jump, you only thing that you respond is, hi, hi. When God says move, we move. We do what he says. Is there anything else to be told here? So is there not a time to stop praying? Action is needed. We need to look into God's word, and when he tells us to go, we pray, yes, we pray, but we go. We do what we're supposed to do. When we go over on Saturday mornings and we meet over on the other side before we go out to do personal work, we're told to evangelize. But we pray to God that the homes, the hearts of people may be open unto us, that they may be ready to receive his word and ask questions concerning what they need to do in order to be saved. Lord, Lord, do you want us to go? Lord, are you sure this is what I want you to do is I want you to go. I want you to go. And I want you to go, and I want you to preach to them. I want you to teach them the things that are necessary. Then we also find in Scripture, and we're going to come back to that preaching in just a moment. But we also find in Scripture where there's a time to stop feeding. The time to stop feeding. And we struggle with this from time to time. Remember the first time Brother Antonio came down this way, or came up this way, or crossed over this way. And we were sitting at the store, and there was this gentleman out there, and he was asking for some money to get something to eat. See, there's a lot of times where we need to look at people, and not with looking down upon them, but we look at them and we examine, you know, some things that we may have noticed or not noticed. We examine those things. A lot of times it is not the feeding of the people that is really needed. They may need something else instead of being fed. Maybe you need to pull them aside and talk to them about their situation, or pull them aside and pray with them, or pull them aside and say, hey, I have some instructions for you. I got some information for you that you may be able to feed yourself. But in the book of 1 John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3, we find these words with verse 17 and 18. But if anyone has this world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or in talk, but in deed and in truth. We find it hard sometimes to not feed people. We find it hard sometimes not to give them something to eat or something to drink or even give them clothes. We find it hard sometimes to do that because we find Scripture where we're supposed to help people. It's a command. It's a command, and we do not want to go against God's word. We want to help everybody that we can help. Paul writes that in the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. Therefore, as you have opportunity, you do good unto all men, especially those in the household of faith. You see your brother in need, what do? You help him. You see a stranger in need, what do? You help him. But again, there's that time where we need to understand that we need to stop feeding people. Now, not all people, because everybody doesn't fall into this category. Everybody is not able to work. But there are those individuals that are lazy. When we are making them lazy. We're assisting them. When they got their hand out, we're ready to just fill their hand. When they have their mouth open, we're ready to put some food in their mouth. When they have stripped their clothes off, we're ready to give them some new clothes. There's a time where we need to say, no, you need to get out and you need to get you a job. You need to learn how to take care of yourself. And we teach them those things. You know, members of the Lord's church, now we're not necessarily talking about that man on the outside. We're talking about that man on the inside. A member of the Lord's church, we have people that are just, you know, let me call this church over here. Let me call this church over there. And always, you know, wanting something instead of giving back, as Brother Gary prayed and was talking about the giving. God has done so much for us. What are we willing to do for him? What are we willing to give back? Or are we willing to do what the scripture says here and get up and get a job and be able to take care of our own needs? Or are we willing to do that? 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and the verses 10. Well, even when we were with you, we would give you this command. If anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. Oh, I'm hungry. Oh, there are jobs out there. Are we willing to tell them that? No, we don't want to tell them that. That man that's holding that sign, again, I don't know his condition. I don't know his situation. But that man that's holding that sign that says, I will work for food, that's what his job is right there, holding that sign. Tell him you got some work for him to do and see what he does. There was an individual that we ran across one day, and he said, I'm hungry and I need a place to stay. I said, come on, my wife has fixed a good meal and I have a room for you to sleep in. No, that's not what I want. What do you want? I want you to give me some money. I want you to give me the money so I can do what I want to do with it. I sleep where I want to sleep. Doesn't work like that, my friend. If I have it, you have it. Sometimes people just don't want what we have to offer. One man wanted a cup of coffee. And I gave him a ride, and I was putting him out right here to a place where he can get some coffee. And he said, no, that's not the coffee I want. I want coffee from over there. I just don't understand people. Just don't understand. No, he didn't know nothing about Starbucks at that time. It was fast food, but that's not the coffee he wanted. And I said, I can't take you any further, but here's a couple of more pennies to go and get the coffee you want. I did do that for him. But we have to understand that sometimes giving people or feeding people is not really what that person needs. He needs some instruction. She needs some instruction. And what we have to offer a lot of times is the Word of God. And we offer the Word of God to them, and they turn us down. They don't want to hear that. We get that phone call, hey, I need my, or do you help with LG&E? No, we do not help with LG&E. Okay, thank you, and hang up the phone. And they forget who they call. They call right back. Do you help with LG&E? And I have this thing, you know, that when someone called me and they asked for help, I what's your name? And I put them in my phone. And then they call back later and, oh, I know who this is. And it's the same question. Do you help with LG&E? Can you help me with some food? As a congregation, we don't do those things. As individuals, yes, we do those things. But a lot of times we have to tell people, we need to stop feeding you, and you need to get out and get you a job. You need to get up and you need to do some things for yourself. But again, we look at what God's word says. Yeah, we're supposed to pray. Pray without ceasing. But there's a time to quit talking to God and get and start being busy. Get into action. Move into action. Then there's the time we're supposed to feed. And then there's the time where we're supposed to stop feeding. Then there's a time to preach God's word. The great commission in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. You go into all the world making disciples. Go into all the world teaching all nations. Doing what we know to be right, because this is what Jesus has said. Preaching and teaching his word. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always until the end of the world or to the end of the age. That's the end of the world, because there is not another age coming. But did you not know? Have you not read that there's a time to stop preaching? The time to stop preaching? Now, not to everybody, just to specific ones. Just to those ones that continue to reject the word. I've had to tell people, don't call me no more. Until you're ready to hear the truth, till you're ready to look into God's word and trust in what his word says and apply it to your life, don't call me no more. You know what happens? They say, yeah, okay, I won't call you anymore. But then I get that phone call, Mr. Spencer, I'm sorry, but I just had to. No, you did not have to call me. You wanted to call me, but you're not ready to change. So therefore, to some individuals, when they call, I don't answer the phone. I let it go to voicemail because they said that they wasn't going to call me. And they're not calling to say that they're ready to obey the truth. They're just calling. So there is a time that we have to stop preaching to people. Quit giving them all of our time because all they're doing is wasting it. Matthew chapter 7, verse 6. We find in Matthew chapter 7, starting with verse 1, judge not that you be not judged. But Jesus is not saying right here that you cannot tell that a person is not honest. You cannot tell a person that he is not in sin. That's not what Jesus is saying right here. Even as we look at verse 6, let's just read down to verse 6. After this, Matthew chapter 7, judge not that you be not judged. What measure you judge, you shall be measured back to you again. But he says in Matthew chapter 7, let me get over here. I can stand here and quote some of it, but I want to read all of it for you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, judge not that you be not judged, for what judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you, it be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite. First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. And verse 6, if Jesus is saying right here, do not judge anybody according to anything, why did he write this or why did he say this? Do not give dogs what is holy. And do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. How do you know who's a dog? You're looking at them. You're judging them. You're doing what God has given you the right to do. So yeah, we're supposed to preach the word, but there's a time where there's this individual that does not want to accept the word, that they want to twist the word, that want to live according to his own will and not the will of the Father, who's considered to be a dog, who's considered to be one that would trample the word under his foot and turn and attack you. Stop preaching to them. Stop preaching to them. Had an individual tell me one day that to have a good day. And his response after that was, and I don't mean that by God's speed either. He said he didn't agree with what I was saying. He didn't agree with God's word. So he therefore did not bid me God speed. God may be with me as I continue to preach and teach because he didn't like the word of God. I don't call that individual anymore. I don't talk to him anymore. Because what he is doing is he's looking at the word of God and he's trampling it underfoot. He is looking at the word of God and he has said, I know that's not what God really meant. I know that that's not the God that I serve. The thing is this, he does not know God. So therefore, he is not going to believe what God's word says. Many people are like that. So what do? We quit preaching to them. When they have continued to examine the scriptures, when they find that their life is wrong, then they'll come back and they'll say, hey, could we have this study again? Could we talk about baptism again? Can we talk about singing again? Can we talk about instrumental music again? Can we talk about giving? Can we talk about the communion? Can we talk about praying? Can we talk about preaching? Main thing is salvation. That's really what we need to get people to understand. And we can get them to understand salvation. Hopefully, as time goes on, these other things, they too will understand them. Are we willing to stop praying? Are we willing to stop preaching? preaching? Are we willing to stop feeding? Are we willing to stop doing these things because God has told us the time to stop? See, there's a time to stop. When the light is green, you don't stop. You keep going. I've had that problem. You need to say the light's green. What you going to do? I'm going to go. I learned a long time ago when I was a little boy, sitting at the red light, when the light turns green, give that person behind the wheel time to adjust. Had a man to fall asleep one day at the wheel. I did that the other day myself. Sitting at the red light, and the light turned green, and I said, green light, green light. And the first thing that they did, all they heard was green light, and they knew what they were supposed to do. They put their foot on the gas, and the car in front had not responded yet. Hit the car in front of them. So sometimes we need to know when to stop, and we need to know when to go. God's word tells us these things. It tells us when to stop, it tells us when to go. When God speaks, do we listen? Do we listen? Ignoring God's word in John chapter 12, verse 48 again. You reject it, he's going to judge you still according to his word. Doesn't matter how you feel, doesn't matter, you know, what you think, he is still going to judge us according to his word. So let's stop ignoring his word. My mama, daddy, I didn't hear you. It doesn't matter if you heard me or not. I told you to do something, and you acknowledged like you heard. So therefore, since you didn't do it, you're going to be punished. God doesn't even care if you act like you acknowledge his word or not. He is still going to punish us for not doing what he tells us to do or not to do. He's still going to punish us. So why not look at his word and obey his word? In the book of Romans chapter 2, we could start with chapter 1 because it talks about those people that knew God but did not want to acknowledge him as God. They did all sorts of things. You know, we a lot of times use Romans chapter 1 just to talk about homosexuality, but it covers more to it than that. We need to obey God's word. In Romans chapter 2, starting with verse 6. He will render to each one according to his works, to those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality. He will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. Are we willing to look at God's word and say, Lord, I'm willing to do exactly what you have told me to do. I'm willing to receive what you have for me. Because I know that there is a time to stop doing things. And I know that there's a time to start doing things. Red light, green light. You ever played that game? Have you ever got caught by moving when you're not supposed to move? Or not moving when you're supposed to? See, when God tells us to stop doing some things, we need to say, it's time to stop right now. Right now. I would like to encourage you to quit praying. Quit praying at the appropriate time. Quit feeding at the appropriate time. Quit preaching at the appropriate time. There's a time that we need to do those things, but there's also a time where we need to stop. We make people lazy. We make people get to that point where procrastination, not doing what God wants us to do. Hey, you prayed about it. Let's pray again about it. Hey, you prayed about it. Let's pray again. When are we going to quit praying and when are we going to start moving? That's what we need to start asking ourselves. Why not consider this? Why not pray while you move? You ever consider that? No, a lot of times we just pray, and you know, it's like those old corporations and even the military have meetings about the meeting that you're going to have. And then when the meeting finally comes, you still want to meet in order to have another meeting. Is prayer not good? Communicating with God? It is great. God wants us to pray to him, but he also wants us to understand that there's a time to move forward. Time to move forward. Are you willing to move? You move, and guess who's going to cover? God will cover you. He'll protect you. He'll do what he says in his word. Be willing to accept that and be willing to listen to him when he speaks. Maybe you're here this morning and you're not a child of God. Maybe you've been ignoring his word. I want to encourage you to stop ignoring his word right now. And I want you to accept what his word says. And I want you to be able to get up and come down the aisle shortly and say that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and get prepared to be immersed in the watery grave of baptism. And when you're immersed in the watery grave of baptism, come out of that water and start doing the things that he wants you to do. Being faithful unto him. Growing. You don't know everything when before you're baptized. You don't have to know everything. At the time to continue to teach, as we stated there from Matthew chapter 28, to continue to teach you God's word. And we continue to learn. We continue to learn. Be willing to do that. And a little faithful until the very end. Maybe you're here and you're strayed away from the fold. Maybe you're not walking according to God's word. Maybe you're saying, who are you to tell me that I need to quit praying? It's not my words, it's God's words. Who are you to tell me that I need to quit feeding people? It's not me, it's God. Who are you to tell me I need to quit preaching? It's not me, it's God. Maybe you're ignoring what's being told to you from God's word. That means that you need to repent of some things. You need to confess some things. And you need to ask for prayers for strength that you may know the right time to do what God wants you to do. Maybe you're here and you're strayed away from the fold. Maybe you're living in sin. We ask you this morning to get that right. Confess your faults unto God. 1 John chapter 1, verse 19. And he will forgive you of all unrighteousness. He'll forgive you of all unrighteousness. Let's do what's right this morning. If you're doing what is right, continue to do so, that you may be an example to the next man. If you're here and you're subject to the invitation, we ask you to please come down the aisle as we stand and sing the invitation hymn.